Even though the chairman of the High Authority of Communication, Abubakar Yasin Jallo, did not directly accuse the three most popular private TV channels of wanting to provoke security breach in the country, he says the removal from the satellite channel of Canal Plus would help to maintain security in the country. Yasin says the removal of the most popular channels will remain in force until further notice. He says after they received a complaint from the competent authorities drawing the attention to potential national security risks, they called an extraordinary plenary meeting. He says during the meeting, they agreed to ask Canal Plus to remove Joma TV from their package of channels until further notice. He says he had people saying that the High Authority for Communication does not have the right to suspend an information channel or broadcaster, but he says the law authorizes them to withdraw licenses and even to shut down the frequency. Joma Television and its radio were the first news broadcasters to be slammed with the ban, but soon after, two other famous private television channels and stations were also banned. The Secretary General of the Professional Press Association, Sekou Pendesa, dismissed the accusations as baseless and accused the High Authority of Communications of following government orders to silence the press. He says they cannot show you a single program or news bulletin that threatens national security. It is not true. He says even when members of the Union for Radios and Television ask the chairman of the High Authority for Communication about national security issue, he told them that they are investigating. He was only told that they received call from the competent services, he says, which means the High Authority is taking orders. According to observers, this latest deterioration in relationship between the press and the junta comes after the press continues to unveil alleged corruption and poor governance in Guinea. Dr. Edward Zotomo, a political analyst, says the junta has nobody to blame but itself.
The junta is really cornered. The only way for them is to try to create some type of confusion in the country so that people outside won't see what is happening inside. Because if you're doing good deed, in fact, you shouldn't be silencing people. But if you're doing bad things that you don't want people to know, then you will silence people. That's the reason radios, televisions, they're taking them off.
The military authorities on Sunday arrested in Conakry a French journalist, Thomas Dietrich, amid the deteriorating press freedoms in the country. The journalist was arrested while investigating alleged corruption in the country's national oil company, SONAP. Sources say the journalist was interested in how certain officials in Guinea's transition had acquired their wealth. Dietrich had been in the country several days to investigate SONAP and is still in detention. For more than a month now, access to internet has been drastically restricted by the junta, which the authorities say are for security reasons. Reporting for VOA Africa, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.